Shit, welcome back to Talking Reckless. People are like, where you been? Where you been? Listen, I'm on my Michael Jackson shit. Alright, I'm not gonna give all my time to the fucking world. I just can't. You know, some shit, you just... I pop up when I pop up, like a fucking pop-up shop. So all the fans have been wondering, I ripped my music off of the internet. Because I just was looking at different deals, distribution deals and shit like that. I'm currently have two distribution deals right now. Well, I won't call it a deal because I'm independent, but what, somewhat of a deal, yes. But yeah, so what have I been doing? I've been producing music for others, teaching people the business. Taught a lot of people the business, where to get the stars from. I had a whole bunch of celebrity shout outs, which I took off of my Instagram. Deleted Facebook, Twitter. I only currently have an Instagram that I will creep on. I feel like the social media, don't get me wrong, I go on it to see what's going on and shit. But I don't do a lot of tweeting. I don't do a lot of posting. Unless it's like other like people's stuff. But as far as my own, man, I've just been laying low. You know, remixed a few songs with my sister, Big Clit. Shout out to her. Underground artist, very, very talented. Spoke to her a couple of months ago. We through Facebook Live. Excuse me, hiccups or whatever. But yeah, I used to try it. Right now, I'm gonna put this tablet down because I am cutting up some raw garlic. Garlic's good for you, especially in this season, guys. So I'm peeling it. And it's gonna sound weird, but I'm putting it in macaroni. So I'm cutting, because garlic's good. That's you know, the oldest remedy, keep the vampires away for fucking Halloween, right? But I currently have a new... Oh yeah, and I deleted my artist name, Chief, because I was like, you know what? I'm pulling everything off. I just went through my shit that the music industry is so fucking fake, phony. The people are fake. So I did a remix with my sister Clit, and what happened was we got 80,000 views, real fucking views, because I didn't pay a fucking dime this time for a fucking ad or any of that shit, which I might, but didn't do it because I was just fed up with the shit. I said, you know what? So organically we generated that, which is beautiful. But Clit got a great fan base, so shout out to Big Clit's fan base. I'm now part of the algorithm. But yeah. And I remixed Rap God, Slim Shady, Eminem. Better Phobia summer version, you guys can check that out. I'm currently working with DJ FedEx, that is FEDE 2X's, and DJ Band from Radio. So yes, very good DJs, the best DJs you probably ever gonna see, and they're working with big names like Juicy J, Project Pat, basically the 36 Mafia, you know. Got some new shit with Capadonna. I got an old verse from Redman. It's gonna be a re-release. I might even throw an extra verse on it because you guys that are fans most likely heard the original verse. I put both out. I may put that out, and I might even get a verse from Red. I mean, he does an intro on it, but we might actually see if he can do something. Or, you know, I'll throw somebody else like Capadonna, mix it in. So, I don't know, we figure it out as we go. But I didn't want to leave you guys wondering. Been a lot going on, you know, a bunch of haters plotting on me, as usual. So, you know, gotta figure some shit out with that. We gotta figure some shit out. They trying to get your boy, huh? They trying to do me like Pac. They trying to do me like Pac up in this bitch. I'm just wrenching off my garlic. My garlic. Right now I'm in the kitchen. Listen, garlic and macaroni, and I gotta mash this shit up. As I got older, I just like, you know what? I turned Italian. I just started putting fucking garlic in everything. I drink like an Irishman, and I eat like an Italian. Pasta, fucking everything. That's what we do. I'm mashing up garlic right now with a fucking spoon because I ain't got the right shit. And this motherfucker. Alright, so. Let's see. Alright, yeah. So, basically, I just jumped on this motherfucker. I am spraying it with olive oil. Extra vinegar. And this is a signature selection. Cause that shit's expensive in motherfucking Bean Town, motherfucker. Price of food is skyrocketing. I'll leave the recipe probably in the but who the fuck don't know how to cook macaroni? But some people don't, so. So now, this may sound gross to most, but I am adding Southgate all beef chili with beans. I'm mixing it, you got beef in it, and I'm mixing it with the macaroni, okay? Some ghetto shit, you know what I mean? Dollar food shit. I couldn't even fucking pronounce it right. Hold on, man, I know. Not the fucking smartest. But, I mean, not everyone's dumb in Boston. I mean, we do get the best fucking schools. But see, the thing about the schools out here, right? The people that live here don't fucking go to them. It's the out of town kids that get accepted and they come to Boston. Okay? They come here, they put their fancy, these fancy buildings up. They build it in like fucking 6 months. They have a twin towers up in fucking 6 months in Boston. Are you fucking kidding me? Shit be papered then. You can hear your tenants all in the fucking next room. They charge like $4,000. They throw some shit like a fucking gym. They'd throw some shit like a basketball court or some shit like that to make you feel like, holy fuck, man. This is fucking $5,000 a month for a fucking tiny little room. That's what the fuck they do. It's all a catch. You get there, you're fucking your bitch or whatever you're doing, etc. Guy, girl, whatever nowadays. And your fucking neighbors can hear everything. It's bullshit. You know, miss those old-fashioned houses. They used to build it with care back in the fucking 60s, 70s, 80s, and even the 90s. But 2000 and whatever the fuck we at now, 2023, they just build it cheaper. Cheaper. They make it look good. It looks good as fuck. You know, pictures, they take pictures of it, it looks beautiful. They may even put a fucking elevator in your shit. So, and it looks very clean, but it's just shit, just paper thin. You can fucking, you know, blow on the fucking wall, it'll fall down. That's how it is out here, but that shit doesn't, you know, it doesn't fool me. But that's what it is now. Everyone is moving into those condos, paying all that rent for what, dude? For what? I mean, it looks cool. It makes other people feel like you're like this big fucking shot. But in reality, when you get there, they're miserable, dude. $5,000 just for paying rent, not even owning the motherfucker. But these people got all these techie jobs now, and they can afford it, I guess, and it makes them look cool. I guess it's the lifestyle of looking cool, you know, like people do everything to look cool, it shows. But me personally, if I get that kind of money, which I will, I would most likely, I don't know, I'm thinking about like getting like, I don't want to put too many of my ideas out there because, you know, but I get some good space, you know, some great space, so we'll figure something out because that's what I'm aiming for, and you guys can help. You can help by donating to this podcast, subscribing to it, and maybe I would put more episodes up, you know, but I feel like, you know, you see people overdo the podcast. The reason why they put so many episodes out because they're so fucking hungry for money. But they don't pay you shit for streaming. But they do give you a little bit podcasting, I'm not going to lie. You can make a fortune podcasting, but, you know, I just haven't been in the podcast mode, the mood, or whatever the fuck. You know, I feel like podcasts is, and I'm gonna keep it real. I know I do it. I feel like back in the day, black people used to be like, podcasts is boring. You usually had like the rich, I wouldn't say the rich, but you usually had like nerdy white kids that did it. And, you know, they just talk about boring shit all fucking day. And people really didn't listen to podcasts. They didn't listen to the shit at all. Everyone started going over towards podcasting when they found out that you get more fucking streaming money than you get from, you know, recording music or whatnot. But like Joe Buttons, I can listen to him. I listen to Buttons, but I don't listen to him like fucking every fucking day. After a while, it gets, like, hearing the voices gets annoying as fuck. And I feel like podcasters, you know, the YouTube, you know, they're going after revenue. So they put a video up, they put the podcast. I feel like they're doing too much. I feel like radio and podcasting and shit like that should just be for the ears, not the eyes. That's how I look at it. Like, in the 90s and early 2000s and shit like that, like, you listen to the radio station, you may not even know how these radio personality people look. And I liked it that way, because it make you think, it make you visualize. Oh, I wonder what this person looks like. Angela Lee, if they didn't show like her on like YouTube and stuff like that, just the voice. I think just the voice is like unique here, and, you know, not knowing what they look like, I think is fucking a great thing. But, everybody want to be famous. Everyone want their fucking face up there and shit like that. But like DJ Envy, maybe he would have never got fucking locked up and caught in his thing he was doing if he would have just stuck with off the camera and just the radio show. They wouldn't know what he looks like to get him. But yeah, man. I don't know too much about that DJ Envy shit, but I know Charlamagne is in my movie, so shout out to Charlamagne. I know people, Flex is going nuts on him right now. I mean, I don't know if that's radio beef. I don't know why they hate each other. I don't know, but Funk Flex, they must have did something to Flex. And you know what I want? I want Funk Flex and Jay-Z to squash their beef, dude. It'd be dope to hear a Jay-Z Funk Master Flex Freestyle 2024 or 2023 or something when the motherfucking ball drops. I would like to hear brand new Funk Master Flex, new Jay-Z. That this here in Flex used to always support Jay, and well, he still does, but you know, I miss those Funk Master Flex, you know, Jay-Z. I think they should do a whole freestyle album. That'll be dope. And give me a verse on that motherfucker, you know? Give Sheef a verse. But, yeah, so that's about it, man. I got a lot of shit with the Wu-Tang coming out. Let's see. I got a lot of stuff, you know? Been talking to Dina Lowen. She's doing great. Mama D, they call her. That's about it. Haven't talked to Lindsay lately, but I will. I will check up on the Lowhands for all the fans out there. And yes, I took Lullaby down as well. A lot of fans was upset that I took Lullaby down. But just sit tight because I got some surprises for you guys, you know. So to all the Sheef fans, but there will be no more Sheef. I'm gonna put out probably one last EP under the name Sheef, and that's pretty much it. It'll be one last small little EP, and maybe I get back into podcasting. It's not even a maybe. I'm always on a podcast, so you would definitely hear more podcasts. Speaking of podcasts, shout out to Suge Knight, the original Death Row Records. Shout out to Snoop for taking over Death Row Records. Be on the lookout. My DJ will be dropping some new Snoop Dogg. And some new Rick Ross, some new Big Clit. So yeah, we, you know, I'm still, actually I'm learning how to DJ better. So actually trying to get into that field. So my DJ friends are showing me how to, you know, mix and stuff like that. I can do it a little bit because my father was a DJ. But I'm saving up to get some small equipment so I can start mixing some EDM, some trap, some hip-hop, everything. So, I will be, you know, working on some shit like that. Shout out to all the fans and the haters. They go on my podcast. They talk shit about me. I already know who they are. They talk shit, but they're still listening. So that means you are a fan. So thank you for being a fan. Pretending they're like low-key fans, you know, because they're listening. They listening. The view counts are going up. Somebody's listening. But yeah, and who keep it realer than me? No one. I don't think anyone does. I think I keep it too real and raw with you guys. But oh yeah, shout out to shout out to didn't I say that one? Oh, shout out Rick Ross. Absolutely, shout out Rick Ross. The whole Maybach Music. The whole Wu-Tang. I always shout them out. Who do I have? Oh, 3-6. I did 3-6 Mafia. Riff Raff. Yeah, shout out to Riff Raff. White boy, still fire. Still spit that shit. Still tiptoeing in his Jordans. You already know. Shout out to Riff. And who else am I forgetting? Oh, fuck. Oh, when the podcast stops, I remember all the fucking names. Oh, yeah, Young Buck. I got some shit. Two tracks with Buck. Shout out the game. Actually, I got an interview with everybody. So, yes, Talking Reckless will be back. It's just right now, I'm just figuring shit out right now. And then, you know, we will see what's gonna happen. You know, I'm trying to talk some deals in here. But to everyone else, oh, D12, shout out to D12, Royce the 5'9, Eminem, of course, the whole Shady staff, everyone at Shady 45, everyone that's with the Shady family. I mean, Eminem's my role model. Absolutely. So we all know that, but do I consider myself part of the Shady family? Oh, to you guys that don't know, I'm reading fucking off the Instagram. People have sent me shit, and I'm just answering on the podcast. But first, let me mix this fucking beans and garlic. It ain't even a lot of beans. It's like a fucking 2 spoons over my fucking 2 spoons over the macaroni. Oh my god, it's fucking put the fire back on for this shit. I mean, ain't that great? Oh, actually, it tastes good. Yeah, it tastes pretty good. I try to have as much garlic as I can. Garlic's powerful, man, and I love it. So, to all you people out there, so these are the vitamins that I take. So what I do, because it's getting cold, in Massachusetts, get cold as fuck, so now what you want to do is cut raw garlic up. I swallow it like a pill. You need as much as you want. The much as you want is the best. I mean, your breath will smell like fucking garlic, so you will have to brush frequently, at least 3 times a fucking day. Chew gum and shit, but the garlic remedy works. CoQ10 works, which is really good. It is good for dead cells in your body. What it would do is repair the cells. Like, as you get older, the cells die. You know, like your skin, nail, hair. That's how people go bald and stuff like that. So what CoQ10 does is, it restores the old cells in the body. So it won't work right away. For some people it may, but this is like months and months of using it. You'll probably have to use it for like a year, and you just start seeing results in your health, your skin, your vision, your hair, your stuff like that. So, and the liquid form's the best. You can probably find it at Costco's. The liquid's the best, and I only see it on Costco's, or if you go on the internet, you can find it. You can find bottles for about $50-$60. I mean, somewhat expensive, but I think it lasts about a couple of months. But it's really good stuff, and yeah, it's really good. Shout out to them. Shit, I used to actually work for them. Don't work for them anymore. It's not a paid sponsor or a paid ad. It's just one of the vitamins that I didn't take serious until I got older, and now I'm like, damn, this stuff really works. So that garlic, and that's pretty much what I've been taking lately. But I will get back to being healthy. I'm not gonna lie, I've been smoking a lot of cigars. You know, smoking cigars, drinking a few beers, not a lot of beers, not like I used to drink, but I may have a 1 or 2 tall boys, you know. I actually haven't smoked weed like I usually do. I mean, I had a few puffs here and there, but, you know, but as far as, like, you know, going crazy like I used to, as you get old, either you're gonna, like, change or you're gonna get worse. You know, some people get worse as they age, and some people get more knowledge and stuff like that. They're more better at their skills and things of that nature. And like I say, guys, stay safe. I will leave the ghetto recipe and the little link below. Donate to the page. There will be more podcasts coming, and you will hear a new interview from me and Lindsay Lohan. What's so funny? that's so funny. Yeah. As I was mentioning her, she just popped up on my Instagram. But I I love Lindsay. Everyone knows I love Lindsay. Lindsay know I love Lindsay. I asked to marry Lindsay. I asked her to marry him, and she didn't say no, but she ended up getting married and having a beautiful kid. I didn't see pictures of the kid yet. She did not post it, but, you know, we still love her, and she's a mama now, and I respect her and her husband. Great. They look like a great family. Lindsay's always going to be my favorite, though. That's my favorite icon celebrity, you know, so. And she loves me as well as a fan, as a friend. I know she does. And she shows her love all the time. And, you know, we just gonna, you know, talk again and let the fans know what we both got working on. So, yeah, I get choked up when I talk about it. That's my favorite. Everyone got a favorite crush celebrity. Come on, don't make it like it's just me. You guys got Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift would have a freaking billion fans. You know what I mean? She have a billion fans for a reason. I don't know. They're like vacuum in my building. Like, they always do it when it's close to the first. It lets you know, like, rent is due. But, Halloween, make sure you go on Apple Music. And there will be a surprise for you. I put my page back up there, and you will be able to hear new music from yours truly. Me and my sister Big Click is gonna fuck shit up once again. So, enough said. Talking Reckless, Wu-Tang Forever, Shady, love ya, and Spotify, Apple Music, everything that this is streaming on, make sure you guys share it with a fucking friend, donate, get this motherfucker some views, you know what I'm saying, and to my real fans, it doesn't hurt to leave a fucking comment now and then. But to all the haters, keep on hating, keep on talking your shit, keep on keeping on, and I see you in hell, motherfucker. Happy Halloween, bitch, trick or treat. Doing this podcast from the fucking toilet, dude. I feel like shit. Back's fucking hurting. Diarrhea. I don't know, some shit going around. I did eat some fucking buffalo chicken wrap the other day from a bar, but it tasted alright. So, but I usually hate eating out because you don't know who's preparing the food. And I swear, hold on, I'm gonna take a piss. Oh, fuck. I swear, the guy goes, is he black or white? And the girl goes, does it fucking matter, dude? Just make the motherfucking shit. Swear I overheard that. Not, don't know if I did or not, but felt like I did. I told you I was doing it from the fucking toilet. So I don't know if it's food poisoning. How do food poisoning feel? Because feels like my lower back is on fucking fire. And I have diarrhea like a motherfucker. No headaches, though. No coughs. Ah, fuck.